Hello there, this is Wedge, and this is Killerbox Communique, my ongoing investigation into intranet design and internal communications best practice. You can find out more at killerbox.net, and of course you can find me on Twitter. My name is Wedge. Today I'm travelling to deliver some training about intranet management and publishing, you know, page design, writing, actually using the content management system, the CMS. And it strikes me that I'm not the best person to do this. I'm a web designer and writer and internal communicator. I adhere to some really high standards of publishing. I care about orphans, widows, full stops, paragraph breaks, semicolons versus commas. All of this detail I care about. I also care about good code, you know, HTML and CSS. And the thing is, local publishers, people who are responsible for a small website within your intranet, They don't have the time because they've got a real day job. My day job is the intranet. My day job is internal communications. Their day job may be administration. It might be something operational. It might be even something in mid-management. But they have to find time to log on to the content management system and hack their way into publishing or amending a page. And it's not always easy, is it? The CMS doesn't make it easy for people. And I have to train people to use a CMS, and I'm not a trainer. I am a public speaker. I get on stage and I discuss things and I talk to people and I answer questions and that sort of thing. But the idea of actually hands-on training or taking a person through a distinct process, I'm not the best person for that. I haven't been trained to do that, and I certainly don't have a course I can take people through with this CMS. So instead, I have to just do my very best. I have to tell them about creating a page from scratch, amending a page, images, image editing, approving a page. And I'm going to have to be reactive. I'm going to have to look at what troubles them. Is it structuring a website? Is it finding that structure and attaching a page to it? Is it uploading documents and getting those documents to display with an intranet page? I'm going to have to be reactive because I can't be the best person to do this, so I hope they forgive me for my slip-ups, and I hope they're excited enough by the concept of publishing and communicating internally with their teams that they want to learn, that they want to go beyond the training I can deliver. I will always take enthusiasm over competence. There are a great many competent intranet publishers and local website managers, but if they're not enthusiastic, they won't bother logging on a daily basis. They won't bother learning best practices or improving their workflow. So I would be happy to talk to enthusiastic people who care about the intranet rather than people who have done the original training course 4 years ago and know as much as me. But there you are. That's what I'm doing today. I don't know what your thoughts are on training people, engaging people to learn the intranet system. I haven't found a solution, but next year I hope to roll out a better situation than just me turning up and talking about the intranet. Next year, I hope to have a system in place where people can train themselves and I can train them in a more formal manner. I don't know what your thoughts are. Anyway, you've been great. I've been Wedge. You can find me on Twitter and you can find me at Killerbox Communique over at killerbox.net.